truck drivers, Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And now we're holding driver hiring events all throughout July in the Chicago area. On July 17th and 18th, we'll hold a grand opening of our new Chicago Intermodal facility at 4301 West 36th Street. That's the 17th and 18th at 4301 West 36th Street. Get full details on all our Chicago hiring events in July and search Schneider's variety of opportunities at SchneiderJobs.com/events. That's SchneiderJobs.com/events.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit RealTimeSportsBar.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom.
Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers!
We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier.
Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law!
New, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest.
Uh-oh, I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Looking for new local restaurants to eat at? Then check out the Best Of section at CBS Local for coverage on your city's dining scene. Visit the Best Of homepage, bestof.cbslocal.com, for more information. CBS Local. We know food and drink. We know local.
Hey, so what are we going to do Friday night?
For the best of nightlife and music in your area, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. From comedy clubs to concerts to the best places for a girls' night out, we've got the scene covered. Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbs.com and get ready for a night out on the town.
We have to do this more often!
Yeah! CBS Local. We know nightlife and music. We know local.
White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studio, David Schuster with the Scoreboard Update. We're broadcasting live from Wrigley Field this afternoon, where Jake Arrieta is having another good day. Cubs leading the Cardinals 2-0 in the first of a day-night doubleheader. Arrieta, so far through six frames, has allowed only four hits, shutting out the Cardinals on those four. He has struck out four, he has walked one, and at the plate, he's got a couple of hits of his own. Chris DeNorfia accounting for the two runs with a two-run single back in the third. Again, the Cubs leading the Cardinals 2-0, the first of a day-night doubleheader here in the sixth inning. Meanwhile, for Chris Bryant, he was yesterday named to the All-Star team, and he says everything is coming up roses for him so far this season.
I mean, it's all happened so quick, you know, but I mean, I've just been having so much fun with this, my baseball career so far, the people I've met, you know, the relationships I've formed, you know, all that plays a big part in to where I am now, and you know, I'm just so thankful for, you know, the opportunity I've been given, you know, to play for a team like this and go out there and help them win in any way I can. And, you know, right now it's a pretty special feeling for me.
And right now the White Sox are having a bit of a special feeling. They've won five of their last six. They'll try and improve on that as they take on the Blue Jays this evening at U.S. Cellular. Jose Quintana going against Felix Dubrant. And one other game in progress in the major leagues this afternoon. They're in the third. Kansas City leading Tampa Bay 3-1. Pro basketball, it's not official, but Aaron Brooks will be back with the Bulls on a one-year deal next season. He averaged almost 12 points per game last season. Kevin Garnett will play on. He's going to resign a two-year deal with Minnesota, who also today signed their top draft pick center Carl Anthony Towns, a three-year $15 million deal. Hockey, a deal for Trevor Van Riemsdyk. He gets a two-year contract extension to play on with the Blackhawks. And in pro football, former NFL quarterback Donovan McNabb was arrested and charged with DUI out in Arizona. That's his second offense out there. Not good. He played 13 years in the league, most of them with the Eagles. He also finished up with the Redskins and the Vikings. Tune into the Score to find out how to win the Shelby's in Stella's Place golden ticket, where you can walk away with $20,000 in tickets to live out your sports dreams from Vivid Seats. Visit 670thescore.com/golden ticket to find out how you can win. It's brought to you by Shelby's in Stella's Place, your premium place to play slots, and video poker and Vivid Seats. See more, sit closer. This Scoreboard Update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars this weekend. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Our next broadcast here on the Score later this this evening. The Sox hosting Toronto, and it begins with Chris Ranji's pregame show at 6:35. It's all right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, also 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
BSR brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein have the score.
Cubs in that transition about making a trade. I understand the importance of it for the Cubs at this point because there's some people in town who still don't get it. I don't really quite understand that. But at any rate, I would be very leery of it. And I know that you sort of have to take the chance when it's there. But when you do that, just be very, very damn careful about it. Because I don't know there's anybody out there that I'd say to myself, yeah, that'll do it. And give up somebody I may be sorry I gave up.
Yeah,
I
mean, this is where you are now. I don't like
those pitchers.
It was all theoretical. Everything was different. And you talk about, oh, that's a good problem to have. It's a good problem to have. Well, you know what? The Cubs are here maybe earlier than some thought. And to hear Theo Epstein tell it over the weekend, maybe even sooner than they thought. But they're here. You are going to have to give up something to get something.
I understand that. But I don't have something I want.
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Len Casper.
In some ways, you kind of want to let this thing play out with this core group and see how they do, right? Another part of you says, well, you don't get many opportunities. Even though we feel like we're going to be good and we're going to be there, we know this year we have a very good chance to be in. So then how much do we want to give up? So I think there's something in the middle in terms of you don't want to do the Billy Bean deal, but you also maybe don't want to do nothing. And I think Theo will do everything he can to find that middle ground.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the score.
Terry Boers.
Why do we keep calling him if he's dead? Stop calling him.
Dan Bernstein.
F that alligator.
That's not a wake.
Boers and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 205 Boers and Bernstein, we're at 312-644-6767. Just taking the first hour to look at the world a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
And a quick correction for those who correctly have pointed out that the Fangraphs teams page shows a projected version of wins above replacement, where indeed Jake Arrieta at 2.8 is ahead of John Lester's 2.0, so would be at this point by that measure the better pitcher. It's certainly showing it once again today. It was first walk in like 30 innings today. So in that one gamer, they'd probably try to arrange it so Arrieta would get the ball. But again, it's only early July.
I wonder about that.
So who knows?
I wonder about that, how they would arrange it. I think that, you know, the chances are great, they're going to have to arrange it.
Seems like it, right?
I think so. I think so. I mean, I don't see anybody in the NL horizon, you know, that said, okay, we want this, we're coming after it. I mean, there are teams that are sort of sitting there, not doing anything, and they have one good streak, and then they're just gone again for another week. So nobody's been able to put something together.
And when it comes to that alligator, there is a follow-up story, the story we told you about yesterday.
Yes.
Of the guy who moved from St. Louis to Texas and was outside a restaurant where there were signs talking about a killer alligator. He was warned not to get in the water. He said, F that alligator. He got in the water, and the alligator ate him. Well, in this... is from the Houston Chronicle. His buddy, who saw it happen, his buddy Bear. His name is actually Bear.
Okay.
He killed the alligator. He is willing to pay a $500 fine because alligator hunting season ended 7 days ago, and he says had to go. And then game wardens did indeed find human remains inside the alligator. So that poor alligator, just by being an alligator, is now dead because of an idiot. Because of two idiots now. That his friend has exacted revenge by jumping into the water with a gun and shooting the alligator in the head.
He jumped into the water. I was going to ask you, how did he do this?
Now, there's pictures of it here in the Chronicle.
He jumped into the water with a gun.
Killed the 11-foot alligator. Oh, no, wait. He set a trap from his boat.
Okay, I don't.
And then he killed it with a shotgun.
Okay.
400-pound wardens cut open the animal and found remains of Tommy Woodward's body in the animal's throat. Seriously? Yeah,
nothing like Texas.
There's a lot like Texas, unfortunately.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like it. That's the. Mm-hmm. That's I. I I guess if you're angry, if you're his best buddy, and you know how some of those like weirdos kind of attract to one another, and they just stay there forever, and that's your best friend, even though he's odd, that would make sense, actually. In an odd way to me, that would make sense.
And the texts are rolling in here on the various subjects that we've mm-hmm. already talked about, only on the air for about an hour so far. But the 312 says, John Paxson has balls bringing this entire roster back. He has set up a direct comparison between Thibodeau and Hoiberg coming this year. Not much room for posturing when the season's over.
Correct.
That they're confident in doing that. But they really don't have a choice. There's not much they can do. They can tinker a little bit around the edges. But what you're doing is you're going to get kicked in the rocks again. You might win your 50 regular season games. You might not. And even if you do, it doesn't really matter.